vines.
Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the type that's small, doesn't get much bigger than about that?
No.
Sometimes you see them in salad bars, you know, in restaurants.
Yes, I've seen them.
No name for them.
No.
And herb called salad tomatoes, Tommy toes, cherry tomatoes.
No.
Okay. All right. What about this stuff that a lot of people like to eat for breakfast, especially here in the South? White, ground up.
Grits?
Yeah. You like grits?
Yes.
What about that's related to grits, but it's the whole kernels?
Whole kernels?
Yeah, whole? With the husk off of it. You can buy it in cans. Some of it's white, some of it's yellow.
Corn.
It's not exactly corn.
Hominy corn?
Yeah. Okay. And this starchy food that Chinese eat all the time.
Rice.
Yeah. What about this alcoholic stuff that people, you hear about people making out of woods and stills?
Corn whiskey.
Yeah. Any other names you've heard for that?
No.
Moonshine? White lightning?
Moonshine.
This expression, if you walk in the kitchen and something's cooking that you really like, you might say, just that.
Just what I wanted.
Or with your nose, you think, just that. Doesn't that good?
Smell good.
Yeah, okay. Talking about flapjacks, what do you call this sweet stuff that you might pour over it?
Syrup.
Is there anything like syrup that may be a little bit different somehow or another?
Molasses.
Is there a difference there?
Molasses are thicker.
It's what?
Thicker.
I see. Is there a difference in taste?
Well, molasses have a richer taste.
Okay. This expression, if I have on a belt that's made out of leather, it's 100% leather, nothing else, I might say, well, now this isn't artificial leather, this is
pure leather.
Or another word for it might be, this is genuine
leather.
Okay. And this word, sugar that's used to, they would sell sugar right out of the barrel instead of packaged like it is now. Do you have any idea how, what they said about that, the sugar is being sold how?
Tex.
Okay, have you ever heard the expression loose or B-U-L-K?
Bulk, no.
Okay. What about this stuff that you might spread on a piece of hot toast, sweet stuff?
Jelly.
Mm-hmm. And you have shakers on your kitchen table for?
Salt and pepper.
This expression, if I have a bowl of fruit, apples and oranges, and offer it to you, you might say, well, I don't care for an orange, but
I'll have an apple.
Or me an apple. If you're kind of being abrupt about it, you say, an apple.
Give me an apple.
Okay. And if I'm pointing out to a group of boys who've done something, and I say, well, it's not these boys right here, it's
them.
Or it's what boys? It's
those boys.
Yeah. Or if I'm pointing out something that's not nearby, I might say, well, it's not right here, it's
over there.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm telling somebody how to do something, I might say, well, now don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. What would you say the opposite of rich was?
Poor.
All right. Kind of complete this sentence. You might say that, talking about a man who's rich, he has a pretty easy time of it, but life's hard on a man.
Who's poor?
Okay. What would you call a lot of fruit trees?
An orchard.
All right. And do the same thing, complete this sentence. If somebody asks me if I own this orchard, I might say, no, I'm just a neighbor. Now, the man next door, he's the man.
Who owns this orchard?
Okay. All right, and do the same thing for this one. Complete it.